You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The first ever World Hearing Report was released yesterday, and hearing loss is increasing dramatically around the world. It's pretty freaky, and it's really hard living with hearing loss. And we can expect almost a million people to be living with hearing loss in New Zealand by 2050. So I spoke with Chief Executive of the National Foundation for Deaf and Hard of Hearing, Natasha Gallardo. I started off by asking Natasha what the report was all about.
That was the first ever world report on hearing commissioned by the World Health Organization. And essentially, the report is acknowledging that the increase in hearing loss globally is something that can no longer be ignored, with one in five people having hearing loss globally.
And it mentions that a lot of hearing loss is due to preventable measures. And what are some preventative actions that our listeners can take to help prevent this?
Yes, that's correct. A lot of hearing loss is preventable, especially in young people. About 60% of hearing loss is preventable in young people. And that relates to noise exposure, so listening to devices at loud volumes for prolonged periods of time, seeking help for medical infections or ear infections at the right time, immunisation, and other medical situations that can be prevented.
It seems pretty crazy, 1.5 times more hearing loss in our population by the time 2050 comes around. What do you think has led to the increase in this?
Well, we've certainly seen an increase of around 30% in youth hearing loss since the 1990s. That was an age demographic that we hadn't previously seen or really associated hearing loss with before. And we know that that is due to mainly to noise exposure from personal devices in the way that we live now. And also just the lifestyle that we lead is really a noisy one. And so we are seeing more hearing loss from noise exposure across the board.
Yeah, what you're suggesting, a lot of it brings people heaps of enjoyment, but how challenging is it to change behaviour when it challenges people's enjoyment and leisure time?
That's a very interesting question. Part of our initiative here at National Foundation for Deaf and Hard of Hearing is that education piece. And it's not saying to young people in particular, you can't listen to your music or personal devices. What we want to say or share with them is how to do it in a safe way that protects your hearing. So you have a sound allowance that you can safely use up in a week. And we want to ensure that we get that message out to young people about what that sound allowance is and how to safely listen to their personal devices and, for example, not at maximum volume for prolonged periods of time and that sort of thing. So it's more about education on continue to do what you do, but do it in a safe manner.
Yeah, I've been to a few gigs recently and I swear they're getting louder and louder.
Yes, well, that's another issue is when you attend concerts, and I'm sure probably like yourself, you walk away and you have that ringing in your ear, mm-hmm. And that is what is called tinnitus, and a lot of people would have that after a loud event, and what happens though is that prolonged exposure to noise can lead to longer term effects from tinnitus, so that can stick with you, and that's a precursor to potential hearing loss issues in the future. And so that's the type of education and messages that we want to get out there is to, if you do attend a concert, hey, pop some earplugs in just to give your ears that extra layer of protection. You'll still hear the music and enjoy it, but it will help to protect your ears.
So you're lobbying the government at the moment to partner in a public health program around all this. How's that going?
Very well. Look, we've had some very positive discussions with Minister for Health and also with Minister for Disability Issues, and they are keen to work collaboratively together on a public health program, and we'll be continuing those discussions.
So I spoke to the Health Minister earlier this morning and I brought that up, and I don't know if I caught him off guard, but he didn't seem to know anything about that.
It actually, we've had one discussion with him, which was on last week on Friday. And then yesterday was the official launch of our public health intention for the government. So with and Minister Little joined us on at that event. And at that event, he did say that he was supportive of the sector's collaboration with the government on a public health program. We haven't defined what that public health program looks like as yet. We've just had those early discussions.
Yeah, fair enough. And so what are some of the key messages that you would hope to get out in that public health program? What would it aim to do?
We need to approach this from a sector perspective. So it's a long-term program, and it, the kind of the four key elements of the public health program will be around accessibility, ensuring that we have reducing any inequality to accessing services and technology and communication needs that people require. Early identification and prevention, that is key, and also looking at how we could potentially introduce screening, hearing screening at various age points. Prevention and education, so addressing preventable hearing loss, much to what I had just mentioned before, how do we educate young people to safely listen to music and to prevent that hearing loss in the future. And a big part of it is public awareness. We're really keen to reduce and the stigma associated with hearing loss and have the public have a greater awareness of the challenges that deaf and hard of hearing people face, but also what they can do to protect their hearing in the future too.
You guys work with people with hearing loss a lot, and you yourself were diagnosed with hearing loss as a teenager. You don't always know how shit it is until it happens to you and you have to live with it, as with everything. But I'm curious as to some consequences of living with hearing loss.
Look, there's many. People with hearing loss do have feelings of isolation and anxiety, and that's really been amplified with COVID-19, particularly with mask wearing. People don't realise that people with hearing loss, including myself, rely heavily on those visual cues of lip reading and facial expressions. So we've found mask wearing, even though we know it's an important part of protection, it's created even more challenges for us, and just emphasise that feeling of isolation and those feelings of anxiety and mental health issues as well.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. I support someone at the moment with hearing loss, and I know it always gets tangled in his hearing aids, but I didn't think of the lip reading part of it.
Yeah, it's a big one. I mean, most deaf and hard of hearing people will rely on those visual cues. It helps to put the whole conversation together. And without it, it's just, and also the masks muffle sounds as well. So then it just makes it even more difficult. Add in the social distancing, go into a supermarket with a Perspex barrier, and you've pretty much got no hope of hearing what is going on behind the barrier.
So
I can speak from experience, trust me.
That was Chief Executive of the National Foundation for Deaf and Hard of Hearing, Natasha Gallardo.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.